working as a cowhound. Pretty much everybody is ready for Beyond Good Day, 7 after the hour. Uri Geller will join us later in this hour, but first, Roberta and Jennifer and Rich have a chance to tell their story. I just wanted to bring to your attention here on Beyond Good Day something that was happening in Chicago. The Chicago Stockyards. A lot of people remember the Chicago Stockyards. They still are active. The home of the Chicago Cubs. How'd they do in the baseball world?
Terrible.
This year? Not well, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay. White Sox didn't do too well either.
No.
Yeah. White Sox have always been one of those teams that you feel like you want to support because they always seem to be the underdog for whatever the reason.
Well, that's the Cubs. The Cubs are the ultimate underdog.
I thought the White Sox were the ones. No. Cubs are really bad?
Cubs are the ultimate underdogs.
Oh.
I mean, they've had some good years recently. Hmm. This year wasn't one of them.
Chicago is also building a reputation for sustainable technology thanks to one of its not-so-well-known thoroughfares. City officials say they have the greenest street in America. Story from DougStefan.com. Chicago Department of Transportation unveiled a project along Blue Island Avenue in the Pilsen neighborhood, which is near where Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person, lives. It's a $14 million project that includes what they call the first commercial road made of photocatalytic cement.
What's that mean?
Photocatalytic cement. The material gobbles up nitrogen oxide from the cars that are driving over it. You know that the process of photosynthesis, i.e. sucking up this gas, the green, the trees, the corn, the grass, everything that's green, sucks this stuff up and converts it back to oxygen, which is how we sustain ourselves on this planet. You knew that, right? That's where oxygen comes from.
Sure.
It's right. Converted.
Yep.
So now they've created this road that will do the same thing. It's powered by sunlight falling on the road. The folks at the Department of Transportation say about a quarter of the material from this street is recycled, and they have put in it the sorts of products that eat up the kind of gases that come out of trucks, cars, buses, that sort of thing. It's a sustainable design that can be adopted all across the country into our ecosystem. So, see, this is the kind of stuff, those two guys last night arguing about the environment, and, you know, we all know Obama didn't want to go there because of all of the disasters of money, hundreds of millions of dollars been put into some of his pet projects, and all the companies have gone broke, so he didn't want to talk about that at all. But these ideas are kind of cool, because you can't really go wrong doing what they're doing here. Whether it's the government that does it, I'm not so sure I want the government to do it, I'm not a private company do it, but because we are driving more and more, even though the cost of gasoline is $4, where Jennifer is $5 a gallon, Chicago, very expensive gas, almost as expensive as Los Angeles. So this infrastructure is needed, so they say, to adapt to the changing climate. Notice they didn't say climate change, but just the changing climate. The road absorbs more of these gases in the cold weather, because in the cold weather, the gases are going to stay closer to the ground anyway. That's just the way it works. So, I think you'd probably be interested in this story, Richie. Yeah, everybody would be.
Yeah, it's interesting.
America's greenest street is a smog eater. And you can see the story at from the Today Show section. Follow along at DougStefan.com. I just think this is
it's very cool.
A pretty cool idea, frankly. Good stuff. All right, so who's next here? Roberto's looking for some special music. I heard that conversation going on. Richie, of course, has done what Roberta has requested. He's come up with a special music because that is his want in life. He does what he's asked when he's asked to do it. I can keep talking about this probably until the bottom of the hour.
Just about another two seconds.
2 seconds.
Yeah.
One, two. Very good. Nicely done, boys.
Roberta Fasanelli, it's your turn.
Well, this is a story about six Italian seismologists. These are scientists who study.
Oh, you wench.
They walk into a bar and
say, "You just read my story."
Six scientists. Well, I'm the one who's Italian. You're the McFadden. I'm the Pasadena. So six Italian seismologists.
We should probably kind of coordinate these stories so that we don't steal each other's stories.
It takes away from the beauty of
it. It is kind of fun, though.
Yeah, exactly.
This is an amazing story.
If you remember, in April of 2009, there was a very severe earthquake in La Aquila in Italy.
By the way, Jennifer and I have already talked about this once today, but it's okay.
I know.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
Yeah,
we weren't there.
Yeah, this was our story originally.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that earthquake killed more than 300 people. There's six Italian seismologists who were studying, you know, the region and were on a panel to assess earthquake damage and probability in the region. And now they have been convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to prison for failing to adequately warn the city of L'Aquila in advance of the earthquake. And they're also saying that they did not properly assess how many buildings would fall down should the earthquake occur. Now, along with these six Italian scientists, they've also convicted, I believe, one public official as well. But get this, they've been convicted of manslaughter in this earthquake that killed 300 people, being accused that they did not predict it adequately and they did not predict how many buildings would fall down in the earthquake. It's just an amazing story.
Yeah, a lot of people in jail in Los Angeles or in California.
If we had that rule over here.
Can you imagine?
It's just unbelievable. Now, they are appealing the decision.
Yeah.
But, scientists around the world have signed a petition saying, hey, wait a minute, guys, this is kind of ridiculous. But
it just goes to show everybody wants blood for blood.
Yeah, everybody
wants to blame somebody.
You have to find somebody to blame because we have lost 300 people and we need blood. We want somebody to pay.
That area of Italy is known for earthquakes. I mean, that town was destroyed twice, I think once in 1200 and once in 1500s.
Really?
Or something like that. I mean, so it's well known. It's not like, you know, it's like if an earthquake happens in San Francisco, like, duh, yeah, okay, you know what's going to happen. When, but who knows when.
Or a tsunami in a tsunami area or floods, hurricanes.
Yeah. It is kind of silly.
It's very silly.
Italians are silly anyway. Italians are wacky.
Well, in something like this, I am just, you know, ashamed to be Italian because this is so
really
ridiculous.
Wow, write that down.
That's big, really? I know.
Quarter past the hour on this date.
Roberta is ashamed to be Italian.
Because they convicted these right now at this moment based on this story. Otherwise, I'm very proud to be Italian.
Okay, good.
But just at this moment.
But they get wine in prison, so that's a good thing.
Do they really get wine in prison?
Oh, yeah, in Italy, yes.
Really?
Yes, they do.
That's the only way to go to prison is in Italy.
You get wine in prison.
Little Chianti?
Yeah, sure. With your meal, absolutely. That's like, you know.
Is it good wine or cheap
wine? That's like, you know, getting a glass of water here in the U.S. You have wine with your meals. That's why there's very low incidences of alcoholism in Italy.
You know, Italians like to wine. I mean, they like wine.
Yeah. Italian children from very early on. I was 3 years old when my parents first gave me a little glass of wine mixed with water. Italians introduced their children to wine.
So was this girl on Celebrity Rehab who has a big problem.
It works real well for the Russians and their vodka,
yeah,
too.
That is part of the culture. Uh-huh. You drink wine with dinner. So there's very low incidence of alcoholism in Italy because it's not such a, oh my gosh, they had a glass of wine.
No one's an alcoholic because everybody's drunk all the time.
Yeah, right.
All right. So the poll at DougStefan.com today reflects another program that's akin to what we are talking about here. And Jennifer, earlier on, said something that really concerned me, although some think that it's funny. The problem of these stimulating drinks, the monster drinks, and whether or not your children drink them. Do you even know? That's the poll question at DougStefan.com today. Do you even know if your children are drinking these drinks? And so we were just, you know, sort of chuckling, isn't it cute if children drink wine, yada, yada, yada. So what comes out of this discussion in part of these drinks that somebody died, I think, earlier this week or last week from over-consuming like five of these monster drinks and this kid's dead.
Two.
Two Greeks. That's all. And they're dead. Two, and they're dead. So now Honey Boo Boo, who is the darling of all the people in the world who haven't got a brain.
The new Shirley Temple.
Oh, my God. Shirley Temple be rolling around in her grave. Anyway, so what'd you say? Her mother mixes up Red Bull with what for this kid who's
Mountain
5 years
Dew.
Old? Seven years old?
I don't know what energy drink it is. I don't know. It's not. I don't know if it's Red Bull or not, but it's an energy drink and Mountain Dew mixed together.
My God.
And she calls it her go-go juice.
And Mountain Dew is high caffeine already.
Yeah, Mountain Dew. Ooh.
It's, like
it's
the
very sugary, too, isn't it?
Sugary soda, yeah.
So what's going to happen to a youngster who's on this stuff? Remember Judy Garland? People used to wonder what happened to her when she was, and she was 14 when they started doing Wizard of Oz. They put her on all kinds of, at that time, things that were called uppers. Because she was doing her schoolwork, she was doing all kinds of things, and she wasn't getting a lot of sleep. So in order for her to maintain her...
Come on, kid. Let's keep it going. We got work to do.
They addicted her, and she never got out of it.
Follow me on this one, because this seems kind of weird, but they only allow her to have go-go juice before a competition, but I almost wish they would allow her to have it all the time, because then you're associating this need to have something before she goes on stage, so that if her career continues, they are most certainly setting her up to be at least more vulnerable to needing something before she goes in front of people.
Yeah, bad news, bad stuff.
I mean, that's not for sure it'll happen, but, you know, in my crack opinion.
Well, I have to confess that when Elena was a toddler, from about 18 months to 4 years, she was a very successful actor. She did a lot of commercials. And the only time that I would let her drink Coca-Cola was if she was on set and I began to see her starting to kind of peter out. And, you know, they were calling her on.
Amper up.
Then I would give her a little bit of cocoa.
Come on, kid. Mommy needs new shoes. Get it out there.
I have to admit, yes, I have to confess that, yes, I did give her. But, I mean, it wasn't, you know, Mountain Dew and, you know, Red Bull.
Yeah, and Red Bull.
You know, it was a half a glass of Coke. It was usually flat, so she wouldn't get gas. But I will confess.
It's funny. I was at our kid's baseball game last night and... my son's baseball game, and one of the fathers is struggling with his daughter because of her sugar ups and downs. He's like, you've had too much sugar. You need to settle down. You're not getting a fruit juice.
Well, I think that there is...
It's a total science experiment with kids.
Really, but it's so dangerous. It's so
unnecessary. My kids never drank soda and very rarely had anything with sugar. So, you know, a half a glass of Coke, and this kid would be wired.
Yeah. All right, it sounds to me like you've been doing bad things for brother coming to take you away at the 20 after on Good Day.
You gave your kid Coca-Cola.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat quote on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Day with Doug.
You can get a leg up on all the issues.
Cucumbers.
Rich McFadden.
Hey, Doug, I'm Stefan. I was smoking corn.
Jennifer Horn.
Every time I walk into a Barnes & Noble, I feel like I might be brewing.
Roberta Fasanelli.
I got two words for you. Yeah. Crockpot.
Doug Stefan's The Day. More fun than a science fair volcano. And with twice the pink fizzy stuff.
I don't
want
to grow up.
Doug Stefan's Good Day program, beyond Good Day, in fact, with stories that are significant and interesting. Here is Jennifer Horn, who's taking us to Ding Dong School. Where are you taking us?
Not Ding Dong School. Don't you remember this song? I don't want to grow up.
I don't want to go to school. No, no. That's a takeoff, the ad.
I know.
It's a takeoff on a real song.
I know.
I don't want to grow up. I don't want to go to school. Yeah, I don't
know. Really?
Yeah,
it was a real song.
Never knew that.
Yeah, all right, so
stick with me, kid.
Let me ask you guys this question around our little round table here.
Yeah.
All right, so do you guys feel like a quote unquote adult?
Oh,
day and time.
You know,
well,
it's funny.
I feel like an adult, yes.
When I
you
see
do?
How much money I owe, yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Okay, and really, do you feel
so
like
much.
An adult?
At my high school reunion, we were just talking about how none of us want to grow up and how young we all still feel like we are.
So does
yeah,
that
don't
mean,
you think...
are we naive because we feel that way?
Or? You know what? I know the reality is, yes, I'm an adult. I have responsibilities. I have kids.
Right.
I have a mortgage. I have car payments. And I have employees and jobs.
You
got to
be
stuff.
A grown-up for that.
But mentally, you know what? I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to pretend like when I'm with my son, I'm going to go out and ride my skateboard with him and play baseball and have a good time.
Hey, Richie, try one of those boards, the horse board. Did you saw
yeah.
a video of the day today?
I would
try one of those.
Last week, I have to admit to you,
yeah,
the neighbor, my son's friend across the street, his dad created this tow rope for his bicycle,
mm-hmm.
and we were taking turns pulling the kids around the block on their skateboards, and then I took my turn on my skateboard, him pulling me around
did.
The block. So, am I an adult? Not a chance.
Okay, so the reason I bring this up is there's a new British survey out that quizzed people about the age that you actually stop being young and become an adult.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted you guys to reflect on the first time you felt like an adult. I felt like an adult when I got my first house payment. When I was actually moved in and my first house payment came, I was like, okay, this is where the adulthood starts. The survey says that 28 is the age when people stop being young and they become an adult. 37% of women and 39% of men said that 28 was that age.
That's
second highest, that was 30. 24% of men and 27% of women said that 30 was when you officially become an adult.
And 28 is when you start to realize, oh my God, I'm going to be 30. Pretty soon, and
yeah,
what
you have
I
to
done?
Start making some decisions.
Exactly.
Horrible.
So when was it that you guys first felt like an adult? Was
28.
It kids? 28 for real? Okay.
Yeah, I went out.
32 when I had my daughter.
Interesting.
Doug, you were like 22, right?
No, actually, I'm just sitting here contemplating because I've been doing, I'm in my last 24 hours, another contemplative mood, and I'm thinking that I became an adult when Tony handed me a piece of paper that said she wanted a divorce.
Divorce.
Really?
So not when you had kids.
No.
But when you got a divorce.
Well, when I got the piece of paper that said I want a divorce.
It's funny. I think it's sad moments. I think it, probably having kids is the happiest moment when you feel like an adult.
I think you're
I think when someone dies, like when a parent dies, you kind of go, oh, my gosh, I am an adult now. I'm having to deal with this. Or when you get a divorce or when something financial happens and you realize you're responsible. It's kind of interesting.
I find in terms of the age stuff and what a BS number age really is, I don't often think of myself as the age I am. In fact, I tend to hang around with people who are much younger than I am, and I think that nobody feels there's a difference. But when there's a certain solemnity to looking around and seeing the people who are your age sort of dropping off, and then being thankful for what you have health-wise. It's very interesting how others perceive you versus how you perceive yourself.
And we all know those people who have a youthful thing about them, and then we all know those people who just seem old, even when they're really not. They just seem old.
Right.
It's weird.
And then those who are older who don't seem. I don't feel like I project an image of being older. I think that's kind of why
you're very playful. So I would I would not think of you as like an old.
Yeah, and so what is that? Can you maintain that? Can you keep it?
You can.
15 years from now, will I be the same as I am now? More than likely, as long as I have the same attitude. Why wouldn't I want to have or try to have or live in the same vein that I have? But there still are those moments when you are sort of brought up short and think to yourself, oy. Yeah, and sometimes it's dealing with reality relationships. Sometimes it has to do with just looking in the mirror. I don't know. 29 past the hour.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death? Sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but the astonishment residue?
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor?
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today and see terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Good day program. Heather.
Heather, where did that come from?
Heather. Now, how many names can I go through?
Wow.
Jennifer.
Try J's and R's, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. And Roberta. And we have Rich McFadden. And also Uri Geller joins me now, who joins all of us. Uri is one of my best friends in life, a wonderful mind, very interesting person. And I usually am the one who jumps off here with you, Uri, but Richie has asked that he be the one to bring you into a story that he has on his mind. So I'm gonna say to Richie, take your best shot.
Doug and the gang here know that I help coach my son's little league team. They are 8 years old, and in the first few years that you play organized sports, it's kind of all about learning the game and learning the rules. So there really isn't any competition aspect to it. It's more, let's get the kids out there and teach them how to swing, teach them how to catch, throw, the whole thing. So when you get to the 8-year-old double A, it's when you finally start getting competitive. And at this age, they let the kids score 4 runs, and then that's the end of an inning, or 3 outs. And so now we're into the playoff game. So we've played the whole season, and, yeah, they kind of keep score the whole bit, but now we're into the playoffs, and this is the first time that they've really either win or lose. And I don't know whether you remember the first time that you kind of really got losing. But we had a game last night where we were ahead 15-11. And in the last inning, they brought out this pitcher and just shut us down and then scored runs because our pitcher was failing. And they won 16-15 in the last inning. And these kids were so, so dejected and so just distraught. And then the first thing you have to do at the end of the game, I mean, the game ended as they won it, is to get the kids out and get them in line and get them ready to go shake the hands of the other team and tell them, good game, congratulations. And it's hard to do with an 8-year-old. And I told them, you guys go and you say, good game, congratulations, good game, congratulations. A couple of the kids were crying, and you could just see how dejected they are. How do you handle that with a young kid when first realizing that?
Yeah, if I were you, after they shook hands and said, congratulations, you won, you were the better team on the day, I would have gathered the losing team.
Which we do.
And for about 5 minutes, talk to them about the major problems that are constantly around us. I would have told them, hey, do you think you have a problem that you lost the game? Do you realize that right now There are children all around the world that have nothing to eat, that have no parents, no families. Right now, there are wars going around the world. I would simply amplify a picture to make them understand, because they do understand, that there are so many worse things happening at this, right this moment. And when you talk to them, they will look at you and they will start understanding, thinking and understanding and saying in their hearts, wow, this guy is right. How can we feel dejected when there are kids who have no food on the table?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
So
I would take them, hold on, just one sec. I would take them from that arena of competition and games and talk to them about world problems, world hunger, wars. Just a little, one sentence is good enough to jolt their minds.
Sure.
And then they will look at each other and they will say, wow. We haven't thought that way. It's a mindset that you've got to instill in them and then give them a little word of motivation, inspiration, affirmation, and then they'll be okay.
So, and that's a great tip because, after all, it is just a game. And you are only 8 years old. So, but how do you manage the feelings for them of, I want to win, because, you know, as a father, I want my son to want to be competitive, because in life, if you are not competitive, you will not advance in a job or in just in life in general. So I want him to be competitive, but at the same time, I want him to know, you know what, in this situation, you did your best. And he did. They all did. They played a great game.
Well, once again, if I were you, I would choose the big names in baseball, huge teams that lost big time, and just tell them, hey, look, they lost. No, because I don't know the names of big baseball teams now, but give me three or four.
The Nationals here in Washington, D.C., the kids would all gravitate towards Bryce Harper.
You go prepared to something like this, and you just check out Google when the Nationals lost the big game, and then you just tell them, look, hey, this is sports. You win, you lose.
Yeah.
You win, you lose. But you go out there visualizing yourselves winning all the time. And this happens in every sport, in football, in soccer. I mean, in every sport, there are winners and there are losers. And they have to understand that. And maybe you tell them that because you lost now, it was a kind of a lesson for you. You jump over the hurdle, you put it behind your back, and you again start thinking positive, and you're looking into the future. The next game we're going to win, we're going to be better, we'll be good, and we'll become winners.
Now, I know you very well, I would say, and Doug obviously knows you extremely well. And you, without appearing so, have an extremely, I don't know if this is the right word, Doug, help me, aggressive nature about yourself as far as going to get what you want. How do you do that with still not being...
Yeah, self-motivation is probably the term I would use.
I simply, you know, guys, I simply don't sit around.
It's not like you're walking in the boardrooms, barreling over people and just clawing and stabbing your way up the chain. You get what you want and still trying to be a nice guy.
You've got to become, again, an achiever in your mind. Don't sit around taking your chances with destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Make your choice and see if you can achieve it. You've got to go for it and try it. And constantly think positive. I'm an achiever. I will succeed. I will make it. I will win because I am a winner. And these mini affirmations in your mind, almost like little mantras, really do help. especially if you can wake up in the morning and, again, put yourself in an attitude of gratitude and look around and say, wow, I've got all this. I've achieved already so much. I can achieve more. I'm so lucky that I have this. And you just go on. And then you will start seeing and feeling that these goals out there are coming towards you and you're conquering them. And you'll feel great about it.
Yeah, that's what we tried.
One last thing. When you deal with kids, always tell little stories with what you're explaining them or describing them. Mm. Give them examples. Examples that they will recognize, that they know about.
Yeah, it's funny because
every day
when I walked off the field, 2 weeks ago, the Washington Nationals, who were the best team in baseball to that point, stunningly lost in the first round of the playoffs in just an amazing losing effort in the game, right there at the last minute of the game. And it was a shock to the whole town. The whole city is just like dejected and in shock. And then 2 weeks later, here we are at this game where we were ahead, and then boom, lose it. And you walk off and all the parents were just like, it's the Nationals all over again. So the story, the kids could relate to that because they've been living the last 2 weeks just amazed at how the Nationals lost.
Let me throw my two cents worth in. I've been listening to the two of you. What you're talking about is leadership. You're talking about...
Yes, about, for eight-year-olds.
Yeah, well, it's leadership crazy, from parents who get what they need to teach. The children don't... They're going to learn. There's a vacuum created. If you don't teach your children, as the song suggests, somebody else or somehow else, they're going to get whatever it is that are values, whatever, whether they're good values, bad values, they're going to get the essence of what they're supposed to, they're mimicking. They mimic their influencers, peers, parents, whoever it is that's around them. So it is not something that is just like a position. You have chosen Richie and Uri as a leader to portray success. And you've been given talent, and you've been given ability. And what so many people don't realize, Uri not being one of them, nor Rich not being one of them, is that we are here to be in service to others. We can serve ourselves. Nothing wrong with serving, with being abundant, having abundance. But if you do it in a vacuum created by your own ego and ignore other people, you do it at your own karmic risk.
That's true. Now, Dougie, before you all go, a quick poll. Let's start with the ladies first. Who won yesterday?
What, the
Obama
debate?
Or Romney?
You know what's funny? I actually thought, I think it was almost a draw. I think in the first debate, I feel Romney handily won. I think in the second debate, Obama, I think he got ahead of Romney. And I think they tied yesterday.
Okay,
I was not impressed yesterday. I thought it was kind of eh.
I thought it was definitely Obama yesterday. I mean, I will admit the first one I felt Obama just totally blew it. The second one I felt he did very well. And even in this one, I think he did very well. I mean, Romney couldn't even get his geography right.
Okay.
And it was obvious that Obama had a much better grasp on the world view of the United States than Romney does.
Doug?
I think that I usually disagree with Roberta on stuff like this, and I certainly disagree here. I think you're colored by whatever your preferences are. It's very hard to be objective. I think, though, that I have because I'm not excited about either one of them, but I know for whom I am going to vote. I had said earlier on, Uri, because my state was so heavily leaning toward Obama that I wasn't going to vote for Romney because it wouldn't make any difference. But now things have changed dramatically in Massachusetts and actually dramatically in New England to the point where it's a horse race both here and, interestingly enough, in California. It still is. People have written it off. A number of states have been written off, and now they aren't. And so
California's been written off, but almost all of my friends, it's so funny, they're all voting for Romney, and most of my friends are Democrats, which is interesting.
Uri, I think that Obama is really good at this. He's very good at this. He gets that steely-eyed look in his face, and he makes you believe what he's saying. But when it comes to the content, I got
to
go.
When it comes to being able to pull it off, to make it work,
yeah.
He's had four years, and he's been a disastrous failure.
It's everything is what he says is just not the truth.
Okay.
Right, how many times can you hear that?
Why did you
Uri,
ask the
what's the worldview, Uri, from your perspective?
Well, first of all, I think that Romney won yesterday. And the world, I think that because it's a local American financial economy, that's what, you know, people want to hear. But I was kind of disappointed that Obama stayed saying the same stories. I don't want to go political here, but I do think that Romney won. And my prediction is, guys, that Romney will win.
Uri, how many you watched the debate in London or outside of London? How many people do you think watched the debate over in the UK?
I really don't know, but I doubt that a lot. Yeah. Maybe politicians.
Because do you think people over there would rather see what does the average Uri is an Israeli national who's lived in England for a long time, lived in America. Right. Has lived in various places, but feels closest to England. And so you get what the drift is over there. What do the Brits think? And I think that was Richie's question before. What do the Brits think, or what do they want? Who would they like to see president?
Daddy, listen, this country right now is involved with so many scandals, local scandals, that I think most of the papers are focused on local, big local stories. It's incredible what's happening here. And if I bet with you that if I walk down Oxford Street and I was asked 100 Brits if they watched the debate and so forth, they won't even know Romney's name. That is my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Is that good or bad?
I don't know.
The question.
Let's wait. How many more days to the...
2 weeks from today.
Wow.
2 weeks from today.
We will see if you'll all prove me wrong if I'm wrong.
I don't know about that, but I actually think you're right. It's 47-47 right now.
I know. 47,
and it has moved 47. Up, inched up here and there. And the more Obama is, he's an okay guy. He's a good family guy. He's got bad people around him for advisors. And they just are, the arrogance is what really knocks him off.
Yeah. Listen, Dougie, just to finish, I just want to remind you what Benjamin Franklin said. Words may show a man's wit, but actions his meaning.
You got it. Uri Geller. Check out urigeller.com. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. urigeller.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service
Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food, defending your home and family, surviving tornadoes, water filtration and purification, build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a whole new era for new business startups launched when the U.S. Congress passed the Jobs Act, which contained the new Crowdfunding Act, and that meant certain controversy and a game changer for the entire American economy. So Good Day is here to help spread the word for those looking for bright economic news by introducing a new daily feature about crowdfunding called Startup America News. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Startup America News. Our unique daily news updates will feature crowdfund news, where you'll hear why experts across the country believe crowdfunding will usher in a new era of unprecedented affluence in America, and how you can cash in on this new economy advancement with an early mover advantage. Fasten your seatbelt. This is going to be a fast ride. Here's why this will affect most Americans.
I do think that crowdfunding, more broadly defined, so under the new law but also under the existing law, I think it will have a really dramatic effect on our economy, because right now most investors who are not accredited investors, which is probably about maybe 96% of the population, we don't have much choice of where to put our money. So if any money we have to invest, whether it's our retirement account or just any money we have to invest, is leaving our communities and going to Wall Street and not really helping our economy necessarily, we'll start to see a major change in where people are putting their money, and money will get pulled out of Wall Street and will create tons and tons of jobs. So I think it really will be a major change.
Jenny Casson should know. She's an attorney who has been helping startups raise money for years. She explained why everyday people will be participating in crowdfunding, whether you may be, one, interested in funding the next big thing, or two, if you're an entrepreneur with a big idea who needs money. Like Steve McGowan, creator of Remy, the lucid dreaming sleep mask, who needed only $35,000 to manufacture it, but who raised 20 times the amount that he asked for online.
Our financial goal when we launched Remy was $35,000, which we thought, you know, was an achievable, maybe a little bit optimistic goal for something that not a lot of people even know about. We met our funding goal in 12 hours, and by the time we wrapped up, you know, we had done almost 20 times what we had originally asked. Our Kickstarter total was $572,000, I believe.
This fundraising just happened, and he's not alone. Debbie Sterling and her small group of friends are recent college grads who wanted to fund a new product idea. Goldieblox is a building toy for girls to boost their interest in mechanical engineering. When I reached Debbie by phone, they were already well on their way to crowdfunding success.
Our goal is $150,000, which is what we need to do our first production run. And right now, we're at $136,000.
How long did it take to reach the $136,000 mark?
4 days.
That was then. By today, they have raised nearly $278,000 and are just another example of why so many top professionals are convinced that crowdfunding is the most exciting financial news in the past 70 years. In closing, here is your new crowdfunding to-do list. You should visit StartupAmericaNews.org to learn more and receive free updates about the hottest crowdfunding trends. There you'll find a crowdfund-news.com button. Click on it so you can discover how anyone can now have the same crowdfunding access to raise money for any deserving project. The rapid expansion of crowdfunding will bring controversy with it, especially from people who are not early adopters of new trends. Remember, controversy does not mean something's wrong, just controversial. Those who can embrace the controversy and gain some understanding of the benefits of crowdfunding will have almost unlimited opportunities ahead. Tomorrow, you'll meet another crowdfunding professional. This one will help me explain why media leverage may be the key to the great American economic recovery. Thanks for joining StartupAmericaNews.org.
Check out StartupAmericaNews.org. Check it out. New era for new business startups. Kind of a cool thing. A new feature here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.